tech we trust. It's the people in charge we're not sure about.
And we're back! Holy shit. I didn't know that that was live. So it begins. Hey, welcome to LinuxCon 2004.
Oh, wait, I thought wrong week. Oracle World.
Welcome to VMworld 2016. Oh, this is the live In Tech We Trust podcast. I am joined on the stage with an illustrious panel of just straight up ballers.
Hey,
I got Rick Atron.
Yo.
Lauren Malhoit.
Porter de Leon, known as Porter.
What happened to the Yadin part, man?
I do have a first name, Yadin Porter de Leon.
And I'm Mark Farley.
We're just learning how to say Yadin.
Yeah, we're still working on it. I wasn't sure all of those names were real until his business card fell out of his
pocket. I'm trying to keep
it
simple for everyone watching this.
I mean, it's traditional, like, old school 15th century Spanish explorer.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, how does that fit on a business card?
Straight from Ponce de Leon.
Do you have to do word wrap on the business card?
You know where word wrap happens is on my driver's license. It just words around it, and it freaks everybody out every time they look at it. They're just like, your name is, I don't know, whatever. Here you go, buddy. Here's your beer.
Maybe you should just do a symbol like Prince.
Even if we used your initials, they're too long.
Yeah.
YPDL.
Yeah, YPDL.
That's way too much.
Yeah, isn't that, didn't VMware just
yeah, they just
come out
that
with something, the YPDL?
Yeah, the YPDL.
Yeah, it's like you got to do vRealize plus NSX
service
plus YPDL
on
if you want to do cross cloud.
Yeah.
That's okay. They'll change the name in half an hour anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and then next year cross cloud will be dead.
And they'll get the premise and premises mixed up, I guarantee.
Premise.
Meanwhile,
premises.
Lauren is going crazy.
You guys get to see the faces that I make every week in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, the rolling of the eyes.
No, totally. So obviously we are here at the VMworld. I think this is my eighth, if I count the overseas ones.
Ooh, big man.
You've been to every single one.
No, you haven't? Good Lord, no. I think I started in 2010.
Okay.
You have to go back to, I don't know, 2007.
Everyone get out their measuring tape. Let's see.
Nerd conference cred, where were you? I think that might be the next cloud cred.
18.
Ooh, Tinder profile.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you, Damien. We do have some hecklers in the audience, some people that know us, unfortunately. But, you know, reality, let's just talk about a few things. I mean, there's some things in the news. This is going to be a little more informal show. It's not like a super agenda.
Unlike our very formal, usual show.
Yeah, let me Google it while we talk about it.
We're extremely organized. See, that's the thing is we can't, you got to be able to Google stuff while we're checking.
One-handed.
Fact check.
Dude, quickly read the articles.
Where's the screen prompt with the agenda, Gabriel?
Yeah, we don't have
that.
Well,
he can see it.
Oh, no, I mean, I brought a laptop. I can actually look at things. So we will talk about VMworld, what's been announced here. We'll talk about some of the themes that we're seeing. We'll talk about some Nutanix news, obviously, because why not? And I think we could talk more about things that are happening in the transition of VMworld or VMware itself, where their direction they're going. What does this VMworld mean to you guys? Because, you know, we've been coming to this for a long time now, and I'm just trying to pick up the vibe about where I think the relevance of this is anymore. And, you know, Enrico at Juku IT had a very interesting article that talked about, you know, this being a legacy conference for legacy technology.
Ouch.
JP Warren had one, too, on Forbes.
Forbes? How do I get to write for
them? He blogs, writes for Forbes. He's, like, big time.
And I write for myself, which is always enjoyable. Not for any other reason. vanity blog. So give me, Rick, what have you seen so far in terms of what VMware has delivered and really vSAN shirts?
vSAN shirt.
Seems weird they would use Visa as the logo,
okay,
implying the
Cute.
Expense of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised Visa didn't send a hitman crew to come out here and kill everyone who wore that shirt.
That's the type of stuff that'll make you lose a customer, like Visa. You know, short answer, I mean, I don't go in with much of an expectation. I've taken my personal role this year to try to take in and listen a little bit more. You know, when you come as a vendor, you know, Yadin and yourself can, they all start blending together. But there's no event that has the community and the my people here like this more than anything. So in a way, it's met expectations, but there's nothing that's making me run home and go to the lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think of their cloud announcement, the cross-cloud?
I like that.
Right.
Disclosure. The IBM bit of that larger strategy is kind of powered by Veeam, so I really like it.
Oh, of course. Sell more of your product.
Yeah.
Ho for show. Lauren?
I thought the Cloud Foundation was interesting. The fact that it only works with IBM SoftLayer I don't think is awesome, but I'm sure, you know, there's more support to come. I just can't help but think about, why would you just keep stacking technology upon technology? Like, why putting NSX, vSAN, vSphere on top of something that already works to just deploy your applications?
Simplify. Because it's easier to consume, I think.
Sell more licenses, I think.
I get that. I get the easy, like Azure Stack, right, is kind of a similar, you know, they want to make the look and feel the same, whether it's on-prem or off-prem, and I understand that. But it just seems complicated to me.
Porter?
Well, for me, actually, I'll pivot back to the community piece. And what I've been really loving, and this is only my second VM world, actually, and I wasn't even planning to come to this one. I literally got an email that said you're registered for VM world and you need to buy a ticket right now. But it's meeting a lot of people that, you know, like everyone talks about, meeting all the people that you only know on social media. And I have to say, this has just been phenomenal from a community standpoint. And just the inclusiveness and all the support that VMworld is doing with, you know, of course, giving us this space too. Like, you know, thanks to the VM, you know, the V Brown Bag, you know, people for, you know, for having us up here.
Hello.
And it's just been super phenomenal. Okay,
yeah.
All right, I'll get off my little soapbox for community now and pass it over to Mark.
Well, I'm just going to pick up and go with that. I think the community is the thing, right? These shows are terrific reunions for everybody in the industry. I was talking about that this morning with Jason Collier. And you said, man, this is so much fun. You see all these people, and it's true, right? You walk down the halls, you see people, and it's like, well, they got a different job or no job in some cases. So that's a lot of fun. And then we speculated on the future of the show, right? Because there's a lot of speculation on the future of VMware itself. And as part of Dell, the question is, are they going to continue to keep this show the way it is, or is it going to be something else? Is it going to be folded into another kind of event? Because they're very expensive to put on.
Oh, yeah.
This is, you know, and they're not getting recouped, I don't think, from everybody exhibiting in the floor. So, you know, who knows if, you know, is this, it's possible that this could be the last great VMworld hurrah. I think we should have a, you know, yeah. Who cares about VMware? Let's just talk about VMworld. Is it going to continue to exist? Is Dell going to sell VMworld to, like, IBM?
It's Dell World, Emc World. Right, because you have Dell World, you have VM World, you have EMC World.
Is it just Foundation World at that point?
It's, yeah. The Global Federation of Companies.
World. Oh, yeah, Federation, whatever, yeah. Whatever it's called.
Federation
it's
World.
An F word.
Like VM Fun Fest 2017.
It's VM-a-palooza.
No, I think it's going to carry on successfully. I'm not at all worried about the attrition of interest. I think it'll stay.
Yeah, but that's because this falls, like, on your birthday. And you need it. You need it for your birthday vibe.
Well, not
and by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I think we should sing you happy
Woo!
Birthday.
Oh,
yes, no. I think we should. Come on.
Monday. It's
when
not
when I'm
guys,
dictator
you guys
of
the, out here join us?
No.
Dictator Come of the on. Planet, when I become that, two things get disappeared. Speed bumps and the birthday song in restaurants. That's it. We're done.
What if we
Anything
sing a different
can
song
go.
Other
what if
than
you get
a birthday
cake?
Song?
I can eat cake anytime.
I don't know what you mean.
Isn't there some AC/DC song we can sing them?
Yeah, no, getting back to the whole concept of VMware, I think attendance is down this year. Obviously, there isn't anything. I mean, I don't know exactly what the overriding theme of this VMworld is, because every VMworld has a theme and then there's a product launch. So I'm like, but I didn't really pick up anything other than public cloud is coming to eat everyone's lunch and we need to be able to compete against it at some point. You know, and in that strategy of making a cross cloud, I mean, I made a comment on Twitter. It was like, you know, this is the fourth or fifth attempt at a multi-cloud solution from a major
intercloud.
Which it did so well.
Intercloud was supposed to be based on SoftLayer and VMware and a few other things. And you know, I mean, I'm just waiting for Oracle to come out with their version, because then we'll know that shark has completely jumped.
Dark Horse Cloud, I called it.
Dark Horse.
Hypercloud.
Hybrid, hyper,
cross cloud.
Yeah. I will say a few things I've noticed this year. Ooh, big screens in the booths. That's a new one. It was like every VMworld, we kind of have a new theme in terms of the booth and what it looks like. You know, a year or two ago, it was double-decker themes, and then the year before that, like, everybody had cars they were giving away. This year, it's giant-ass, like, jumbotrons that have all kinds of... And robot people in the Veeam booth next to me.
Yes,
there was a dude dressed as a robot inside of a Segway or a midget. I don't know exactly what was going on.
Were they breakdancing?
It was like a scene out of Ice Pirates today, except they were glowing in the dark. I'm curious what kind of robotic creature person will show up tomorrow.
What kind of pirates?
Ice Pirates. It's a movie.
That's a classic
awesome
Ice
they
Pirates.
They were called Fembots.
Fembots.
Yeah, I was not on that approval chain. No comment.
Well, at least there isn't a bikini dildo wheel this year, so...
That'll let us not be invited back next year to this space.
I'm going
to
give you some feedback on that robot, Rick. I thought it was a little creepy. I thought it was, like, hitting on me.
I'm not a fan.
You know, and...
Maybe it was, Mark. I mean, it's like hard not to.
I was creeped out, and then I said, hey, I'm looking for Rickatron.
But no,
hold
on. There was no badge on the robot. That is my issue.
Oh, my gosh.
So we all could have dressed up like a robot and gotten in for free.
See, that's the secret. That's a pro tip. You get into any conference free. All you got to do is dress like some crazy weird character.
Dress like a superhero, a robot, or even put on a Godzilla mask.
I could be a booth babe.
You are a booth babe, aren't you?
Yeah. Not this week.
I want to see a robot booth babe in latex. But latex for the robot.
I think that's in March in this city.
That's pretty much every conference other than this one.
This is what happens when we do this show live. We should do it live every weekend.
Live.
No editing. No editing.
Yeah,
uncut.
This is everything that gets edited out.
In tech we trust. Uncut.
So, keeping us a little... In tech we trust. Uncut, really?
In tech we trust gone wild. How about that?
That's right.
In wild we trust. Other themes I've seen, obviously... Good God, hyperconverged. I'm so just beaten to death with that. But I've seen, I think I counted up, there were 13 different people I saw, or different little booths today that I saw hyperconverged vendors that I never even knew had a hyperconverged solution. So it's like there's so many people piggybacking on that. Obviously, Citrix is pushing HyperFlex really big. Nutanix, we'll
Cisco.
Come to them again. That's the Cisco
HyperFlex,
people.
Yeah.
HyperFlex. Obviously, VMware is pushing it with vSAN. It's everywhere, yet we still don't see it being even, you know...
That's good.
Are you doing the Lumbada? Is that the forbidden dance?
Did you know he speaks 14 languages?
See, we're on video. We're in video, so we got to keep it entertaining visually.
English the best.
trying to keep this on track.
Yeah.
Ass clown.
Choo-choo.
So let's talk about that. What does that say? What exactly qualified you for this role? Mark has the Cards Against Humanity deck that we put out again for this year. I think I'm in there somewhere.
I didn't.
You didn't find me?
No.
Oh, then they pulled my card. Thank God.
You pulled your card.
Yep. So let's...
I'd start talking to a recruiter right now. Your card's not in here.
Oh, I know. I don't know.
Your badge stops working. Your card's not in, there anymore.
Shit.
Okay, really? You're going to open them up right now and look through? Mix for some great podcasting.
Who am I channeling right now?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's a nice picture of you, Rick.
Rick's so bored, he's checking his Twitter.
I'm not bored.
This show got off the rails really, really quick. So, obviously, our favorite, board, Nutanix in the news. They finally came out and announced Calm.io acquisition. They came out and announced Pernix data acquisition.
Who knew?
There was a very interesting article. I know. Who would have known about that? Like other than like 2 months ago when we all knew about it. there was an article in Business Insider. Just for the record, they're almost as bad as CRN.
Ouch.
It was just like this giant like puff piece talking about how awesome and great this was. And then at the very bottom, like, let's bury the lead. Pernix people got kind of hosed.
The awesome part was like that they got Satya and Vagani, basically, right? And Pujan.
Yeah.
And that was like all they really had to say about the acquisition.
Acquihire. And there's a little bit of the VC shuffle on the back end, but I don't think it's the exit that they were looking for. And then our colleague or our friend over at the Register, Trevor Pott, went basically apeshit In the comment section of one of the Register articles talking about, like, you know, Schadenfreude, and it's like, it was like, whoa. You guys have to read that one because it's kind of out there. Yeah.
Well, he's really good with – he
does own it.
He's
a smart disclosure.
Guy. And he is also very much usually right. Emotionally charged, but right, okay? I got one real big gripe with that situation.
Oh. Mark's giving you the signal.
Oh, he doesn't. Hold, you don't like Trevor.
No. I just wouldn't go there.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this Nutanix and Pernix thing.
Yeah, Pernix, Nutanix.
One really, really weird thing, and it really bugs me, is that there's now two Nutanix booths.
No, there's a reason for that, though.
I know, but what is that reason?
So, one was there was the traditional Nutanix booth, and then that was sitting outside what we call the perimeter. And then there was the, you know, obviously Pernix, they were still a company on their own. They had their own budget. They paid for a booth. They did all those things. They just in turn rebranded it once the announcement came out. So it kind of got a little double duty, right? You already, that's a sunk cost. You've already paid for that.
Yeah.
Why not drive a little additional traffic? Yeah, I'm sure it didn't come out of the Nutanix P&L.
I got one thing. I was looking around the whole hall. I could not find the SolidFire booth anywhere to save my life.
Yeah.
Now, where is that?
We don't have a SolidFire booth.
Well, exactly. That's
because we're NetApp SolidFire. It's not.
But you guys did have two booths when you first merged.
Right.
But that, you know
the, so that's the same situation, right? Except they just didn't do flip of the branding right away. Right.
Well, I just think it's kind of dodgy.
Dodgy.
Yeah.
Well, Veeam, you want to buy two booths? Buy two booths, man.
Well, I'll let you. Well, no, forget the
Veeam. Go buy a company.
Have you seen the NetApp booth, though? Talk about a measuring tape. Damn.
And it's pretty.
And that's another thing. Booths this year, man, they're all open and kind of airy, and they have, like, little rooms to talk in. And
It's real nice.
Yeah. It's a lighter touch this year, too. I mean, in booths in the past, I've seen booths made out of wood. I've seen booths made out of steel.
Hey.
Yes. And I don't know who the big wolf is.
And we've seen, and in past VMwares, we've seen a lot of VM worlds. We've seen a lot of cars.
Yes,
sure,
only one car this year.
One car.
Well, that's because somebody probably tweeted, oh, man, that tax situation sucks.
Yeah, dude, that tax. I mean, yeah, if you're going to give away an Audi R8 lease for a year, that's like 60 or 70K. Dude, the tax bite on that's not nice. Also, I think it's probably a bigger indication that budgets are so much tighter now. You don't see the startups going as hog wild. You know, I think maybe they're spending more money on the parties. Maybe they're spending more money on the swag that they're giving out. You know, there's some people, I mean, I'm not seeing as many t-shirts this year.
You think they're spending money on swag? I think swag is down.
They're not spending money on sponsoring V Brown Bag, I'll tell you that much.
Well, no, they're actually...
That covered a lot.
The community quorum... actually,
tell,
yes, I did
tell
sponsor.
Us how you really feel.
I did sponsor V Brown Bag, and they had like a there's a little community mafia situation, you know,
community
co-op,
mafia.
And basically, V Brown Bag, V Rockstar, VM Underground, Opening Acts,
too much V's,
and a forgetting one. Yeah. They all kind of
like this the six families
they
get together,
right? Tech Talks, yeah,
Tech Talk.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And but basically, it was pretty light on the vendor, like, chipping in, helping out, sponsoring the community side of things. So am I right? I think it was a little light. Yeah, so just a little birdie named Jim told me. It was, like, people had to pay to go to VM Underground light. Like,
well,
helium light.
Yeah, so, like, the vendor money that we normally, like, you know, I mean, obviously... Think about who funds those events. It's traditionally one or two core tenant vendors that want to get like some, they have something new coming out, right? But the vast majority of them are startups, right, who need the visibility, they need the higher profile spend, they need to have people come and pay attention to them. And who's got, I mean, how many funding rounds have we talked about this year? In the traditional VMware customer space or company space, not a lot.
If I was a CMO, I would get debt financing to fund somebody else's show.
Oh, and I forgot Spousetivities, that's the other one.
Spousetivity.
I knew I forgot one. I'm like, in my brain, there's a space.
No.
Yeah. I still think we're waiting for that podcasting seed round. Are you checking the big board to see if we're on it right now? Are we on the big board right now?
No.
An egg has tweeted.
No one cares.
And the egg's name is me.
Oh.
VMworld, hashtag VMworld, hashtag VxRail.
Rocks.
Again,
rocks.
Some great podcasting
awesome.
Coming from us reading.
Yeah, we are professional podcasters. We will read the Twitter for you.
Oh,
we'll start with the
there
dirt,
you go.
And egg.
We've got a podcaster down. Podcaster down. He's
so
down.
He's just,
someone take a picture of that.
He's just old.
No.
That's what people do. They nap.
It's back up.
Speaking of, how am I going to steal one of these beanbags and get that on the plane?
We need a vacuum cleaner.
Not sure it's nice.
I'm just going to slice it and then pull everything out. Then I'm going to go to the peanut store and fill it back up. Yeah? Terrible.
Do we have anything else technical to talk about?
Can we roll back to the tech news?
Wi-Fi sucks. Tech news. We didn't really have an agenda. You can't tell, can you? Earth-sized planet around nearby star. Is astronomy dream come true?
Oh, yeah. We found a new planet in the closest star to us, or the nearest sun. There's a habitable planet. It's only like 5 light years away.
So
only.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, only like 5 light years away.
Yeah.
That's like 5 seasons of Star Blazers. Mm-hmm. Remember, they only had to go 1 light year.
What's Star Blazers?
Not familiar.
Oh, yeah. You guys need to go. Cartoon, Battleship Yamamoto, kind of big deal back in the 70s and 80s.
And I think that planet has a hot side and a cold side, right?
The wave motion.
Hot side, cold side planet, kind of like our moon?
Yeah.
Sounds perfect. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. 94 light years.
See? We got some fact checking.
So, something else. Apple may be building a Snapchat-like video app.
That's hot.
Do we want to do a hot or not on my app?
My favorite Apple news today was the EU basically said, pay us $14.5 billion.
Oh, yeah. Tax shell game. That was a big deal.
Your massive tax dodge from 2004 to 2016. We don't really care about that. I wonder how much Brexit played into that factoring.
Brexit had anything to do with that.
Well, they need to get money from somewhere. They're not going to get it from the UK anymore.
Well, that's true, but they may actually get more money. The EU may get more taxing because there's probably tax benefits within the EU.
Tim Cook basically gave them the finger.
Well, I don't like that.
Bold.
Yeah, bold.
That's a lot of tax.
He's getting used to it. You know, the FBI, the EU.
He basically said, you know what, you guys are on, you're crazy. There's no way we're paying that.
Well, this is a litigious matter that's going to take a long time to get sorted. So I think that, you know, the situation there in Apple is they had this situation in Ireland who has a relatively comparatively lower tax rate. I want to say it's
like zero?
12%. Well, no, zero is what they paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12% was like the official corporate tax rate, and the way that the money was moved, it wasn't even hitting that. So there was only like half of 1% actually paid.
So, Yadin, you follow the markets, the stock markets a lot. Did Apple take a hit today? Have you had a chance to look?
I haven't actually. I haven't watched any announcements here. I have not watched the stock market. I've pretty much been tied to the booth. But I have been watching Apple in general. Let's go and see.
Internet says.
What does the internet say? Did Apple take a hit today?
Well, I'm using this interesting Wi-Fi here.
Yeah,
it was down almost 1%.
Almost 1%. It can be up 10% in a day if it.
That's
feels
less like a hedge fund pulling out for half an hour and going back in.
Yeah.
Hey, So other big news.
It's good to know that the investment market really thinks a lot of the EU's action.
Yeah.
Other big news today: they announced that the EMC Dell, the impending mega merger, closes September 7th.
Ooh,
it's day after my birthday.
Is that a week from now?
1 week.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we're breaking it here on the podcast.
Yeah, and you can hear it next week when we publish it.
They already announced their name change, though, right? Like they've legally changed their name, haven't they?
What's the name?
Dell Technologies.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's still separate?
So it's still two, yeah.
wait.
Dell Technologies.
It's not going to be run DMC?
Oh, that would have been
or Dell EMC? I mean, that kind of has the same ring to it.
It is.
Does EMC have to change the E? Does it have to go sideways like Eagle Corp?
They've got to rotate it slightly.
Because that would be cool. I'll tell you right now. I was like, dude, that would make it so much better.
Yeah.
If every time in every piece of official documentation that came out from the Dell EMC thing, that the E was rotated in just like an Eagle Corp.
Just all the E's.
Yeah. Rotate the E's.
Rotate the E's. In fact, you know what?
I bet you just make it holographic.
Michael Dell probably has enough money to make that a legislative action that all E's have to be rotated.
Mm-hmm. And think about that. That's make like a keyboard to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like it's just that. The key, the little E on the key flips.
Mm-hmm.
They could buy the letter E, and like you know that could be it. Like everywhere you went,
there'd be a new key, the Dell E.
Yeah, we could change all of language forever.
Get rid of that tilde. No one uses it anyway.
Fact.
But do you think they would pay a worldwide tax?
We need more of those dots above the U's.
Do you think Dell would pay a worldwide tax to get the letter E. You know, I just want to buy the letter E worldwide.
But then they could, you know, they could trademark it so nobody could use it without it being the context of the Dell.
Think how much I would screw everything up if you couldn't use the letter E anymore without a trademark.
What about spell check?
This is the dumbest discussion we've ever fucking had.
So Cisco bought Container X. Does anyone know what Container X does?
What is Container X?
Let me look it up.
Is that Racer X's cousin?
What are these? How old are you?
Speed Racer. I watch a lot of cartoons. What's wrong with that? I have a deep affinity for...
And next in Pokemon Go.
Never watched Pokemon. Unless it got above 9,000.
That was good.
9,000! So what's Container X? Oh, nobody else knows. You brought it up.
I was just trying to think it's like technical because everyone's eyes are glazing over.
We usually have the power of editing on our side.
Mindless banter is what this show is all about.
This is where the edit makes it good.
We could talk about the direction VMware is going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be a cloud company.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so let's get thoughts. Where do you think the direction that VMware is going? You're not being very informative.
We're trying to be tomorrow here.
I think the whole thing, at least when you brought it up, I was thinking about, you know, embracing that hybrid cloud, and that's obviously the way every vendor's going, right? Because we can't go all public, and I don't know. In the article I read today, they were saying how VMware saying the ultimate goal is to be public cloud. I don't think that is the ultimate goal. I think it will always be hybrid cloud, honestly, just because of security, because of cost, because of whatever, you know, at least for the next several years, it's always going to be hybrid, not all public.
Like generations
never public
of IT. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you listen to Pat Gelsinger, came out and said, 2030 is the year, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and like
4:20.
On 4:20.
Yep. That's the day after the year of VDI, I thought.
Yeah, but he said something about, you know, that's when they expected the fundamental shift where 50% of workloads would run on public cloud. I mean, if you think about it, the Linux desktops, correct. Our desktops would be a container at that point.
Serverless.
Serverless container. Mm-hmm.
Is it hyper-converged?
Hyper-container box.
Hyper-cloud converged?
Maybe we all just have our own like
composable container
things.
Integration. So if we get to, you know, like peak public cloud, right, 50% of workloads. I mean, you think about it. Every one of the major vendors here, if it's HP, it's Dell, it's EMC, NetApp, you know, all the big dogs, Cisco, IBM, you know, the massive pressure that they face is they don't sell a good chunk of solutions to Amazon, Microsoft, or Google.
No,
right?
Supermicro is the winner.
I mean, it may not, I mean,
or below.
Other ODMs, right? Yeah. That's the big winner. The drive manufacturers and the component manufacturers, but the margins in those products are so darn low, right? They have to have some kind of competitive space or some kind of compelling reason for people to stay on, you know, a VMware product. And when you think about it now, you look at it, VMware has been around for a while. The traditional business is their hypervisor business. They've tried to make pivots into cloud, whether it's their own public cloud, which they failed miserably at, and then trying to pivot into more of the orchestration layer, more of the full stack delivery layer. But those are expensive solutions for the kind of organizations that can really enact change in that space. So how do they still continue to generate revenue? If people start to pivot away from consuming resources with license-based software on premises,
they get into autonomous vehicles.
You're no help.
the VMware self-driving
virtual machine car.
Virtual machine car.
There you go.
Oh, cool.
VMware powered by Uber.
No, Uber powered by
Uber powered by VMware.
Yeah.
Porter, commentary.
Everyone's talking about NSX this year with me. That's like, which is funny because it's like, you know, they lean in and say, hey, they go to the booth. Hey, what do you do? Okay, forget about it. NSX is really cool. I'm like, wait a minute, did you come to find out about my technology? Why are you talking about NSX?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, they're looking for additional revenue streams outside the base hypervisor, which is a commodity construct today, right? So, you know, people are looking at, you know, there's functional equivalency within Hyper-V. You know, in some areas there's even better scalability. Microsoft is doing a lot around taking the applications that traditionally would run on a VMware base and turning them into a service.
Yeah, actually, I was just reading this, made me think of an article I just read, and how Microsoft Hyper-V especially is going after VMware, like, for real now. They're giving away licensing, they are,
I mean, they could just cut a check and buy it, right?
Well, they probably could.
But, you know, the trade organizations probably frown against that, right?
So, I mean, what do you guys think?
Did you see the news last week? This is a, I follow backup products, obviously.
Why?
I wonder why.
You don't need to back up your data. But, it's all ephemeral.
You know, System Center Data Protection Manager is like something I wouldn't call as like a frequently, you know, pushed and highly innovative backup product. Kind of silently, I think it was Thursday or Wednesday of last week, they announced support for the vSphere APIs for data protection. And this is not something they'd done before. It always had been the DPM agent inside of an operating system. So now they're, and then they had the separate thing. Their migration techniques, right? So they've got backups, and I mean, they're just really picking a fight.
So this backup from Microsoft is not Hyper-V related necessarily?
No, it's just,
or has it always been Hyper-V, and now they're actually allowing you to use that for vSphere as well?
It's System Center, so it's the broad framework, and then the DPM product, which has been really cold. Now all of a sudden they're using VADP, which is just, I was personally just watching the backup industry. I haven't seen System Center DPM come up with stuff in, I don't know, 4 years.
Never heard of it.
Lauren, I think if you looked at the money that Microsoft spends in the virtualization space, they're spending it all on marketing and none on development. I really don't think they're serious about it at all.
For public cloud?
No, for virtualization.
Oh. I mean, it's, you know, it's the thing that's given away with every customer gets
no,
it.
No, I hear you, but I think Microsoft does a little bit of like what I call burst and withdraw. Like, and it's like
a little of the old in and out.
I was going to go with thrusting.
Yeah, this is why we do podcasts, because I use my hands and I have a headset. I need both hands for this. But basically, you know, 2008 R2 was a big improvement over the previous versions behind it for Hyper-V. And then it hushed a little bit. Now 2016 is pretty good. So they kind of like have to let other things keep up. So I think that there might be a current pause, but I think it's because of a push.
But could
like
also be
operating systems.
Yeah, could be also good that they can't facilitate the large full in all rush to get all of this out at once. They kind of have to slow roll some of these things, analyze those. It's the DevOps focus. Build.
Well, that's what
test,
I mean about serious
analyze.
About spending money. They're actually not serious about spending money. They're going to spend the money on server,
Discrowl
and when
exactly.
server comes out. But who knows if server continues to be flat and server's very flat or declining? Right. They're not going to continue to invest in all the little products that make up Windows Server. It's,
you're
you know, 2,000 products or something.
And they're not doing with server like what they're doing with Azure. That's the best within Microsoft comparison, which is a totally different story.
But they are making other interesting investments, obviously, in Linux integration and container integration and other areas where they say, you know, where I look at it, say there's a competitive advantage that's kind of, you know, virtualization, blah. But if we want to kind of go where the future of things are going is microservice architectures, container-based applications, next-generation data center workloads, start positioning yourself now to take advantage of that. You put in the time and effort now, it pays off when things make that shift. And I think that that's one area. You know, how much container discussion have you heard here at VMworld? Other than Docker being here and talking a lot and having a couple of sessions?
Actually, I haven't heard any
containers. I haven't heard anything containers here, have you?
I think we're going containerless.
No, Kip was talking about it today.
Nice.
Yeah, the keynote.
Well, none of us watched the keynote.
People watched the keynote?
Yeah, come on,
man.
Yeah, I got the head nod. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, so, I mean, back on the point you were making, I think the cloud, you know, Linux and SQL, all that, they're going for Azure, right? Mm-hmm. Azure Stack puts it on-prem, and therefore I think virtualization becomes more important to go towards that hybrid cloud model. So do you think that they'll...
Azure Stack will put it on-prem. When they fix it.
Azure Stack will put it on-prem when they fix it, Jim Millard says.
Well, any company now, like VMware is trying to do it, Microsoft's trying to do it, get that kind of single management, looks and feels the same. AWS is talking about doing it, doing something on-prem. I mean, I feel like every company is kind of moving towards that model. Cisco's doing it with Cisco Cloud Center. I think that's the way things are going right now, that's people are concentrating on.
People just really need apps that make their business better.
That's some place to back them up, right?
Yeah.
I've got a question, Gabriel. Who's going to be the first company to move their headquarters to the cloud? Like, is Satya going to move like from Redmond to the cloud?
Longer on-premise.
They could build Cloud City. I mean, they could buy an island and do Bespin.
With Lando Calrissian.
Okay, speaking of cloud, a full-on rant. Keynote yesterday. Did anybody say on-premises?
No one
said it.
Just say on-site.
They only said on-premise.
Or just say on-prem. Like, just make it easy.
We had one of those. I think Michael Dell had that.
It's on-premises.
We have had this conversation.
On the prem.
How about just say here? We're running stuff here.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're running stuff there.
But everybody had it wrong, bro. That's the problem. I was, like, so mad.
That's because English doesn't matter anymore. There's no more definitions.
Well, it's just it's a bad.
Well,
it's just bad. It was really bad. It was bad today in a keynote too.
Just like the British can't say aluminum or
aluminium?
Mazda or schedule, right? Aluminium
or privacy?
Really?
No, they're privacy.
It's weirder than Mazda. Yeah. Anyway,
Hewlett Packard. I like the way
poor Nigel.
We need a virtual Nigel. We should have him, like, come in a
Mark can do that in post. You can do that in post, right? Just get the video and put Nigel
in. Yeah, hey, so Mark, how's your car ride talk with people that are ghosts inside your vehicle?
Pivot to the ride cast.
Yeah, so I've done a couple. I haven't, I'm way behind on editing. That's my problem. But I've done a couple here, and I've got, like, 4 or 5 scheduled for tomorrow.
Whoa.
So I don't know how I'm ever going to get them edited. And Lauren knows.
Can you rent a car and just
waste
drive around?
My time all the time.
I wasted your time.
Can you do a drive cast with somebody on one of the beam units driving around here? Like a walk beam cast or something?
I don't know. Can I?
Have you seen those little beams? The little like people bots?
I want to come in and ride the robot in your
Basically ride the robot, have piggyback the robot, interview the robot.
Yeah.
That you should mail us each one of those with your face on it so that we can just record it then.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Send it back.
Killer.
Yeah. You can do a printable.
I
want to
know if your robot will go forward like on all fours so I can ride a cowboy style.
Hey now, this is a family show.
Someone has a
month
fetish.
Is AVN?
You guys
here?
See what I deal with every week.
Google it up.
This is all the stuff that gets edited out that nobody hears.
No.
The egg is back.
Some of it
the
makes egg
is
egg
back. VxRail delivers
this time. Is the egg is back? So
I guarantee you, the egg is an API.
We're
brochito.
Giving you
VxRail. VxRail delivers.
No, there's two of them. Bottom left, also testing.
Testing.
That's tight.
I just bought this follower. Now I need to know.
Hey guys, the API works. Yeah, exactly.
It's cloud native, isn't it?
They're hacking the big board.
And they misspelled now. They spelled it H.
That'll get you kicked out of VMworld.
Yeah.
I hate it when storage vendors. Well, oh god.
Hey, let's
bring back the A.
Let's bring this to a close with a hot or not. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
hot or not.
Hot to the hot or not.
Wait, let's pull the audience. Does anybody else have anything that they might want to actually
heckle?
Questions, comments.
Yeah, rants.
It's way early.
Is there anything off limits?
Yeah, we just want to be able to come back next year.
Nothing's off limits.
Yeah, we are all sad that Gene Wilder died.
That would be the API.
Is that hot or not?
Gene Wilder dying is definitely not hot. But now he's joining Gilda Radner, so.
That's hot.
Hot or not?
I mean, we could just do VMworld.
VMworld 2016.
VMworld, hot or not? VMworld 2016 USA, because we know the European one's way better.
El Ricotron says hot, because I think they've made some improvements, and it has nothing to do with Vegas or San Francisco. Better food?
Oh, God, no.
the most important part of any tech conference.
Yeah, better food.
I don't know what kind of meat was in that that supposedly brisket thing they had, but they had sliced meat so paper thin and then coated it with the grodiest... slimiest.
Really?
I thought that was pulled pork. That was brisket?
Oh.
Yes, cow? It looked like... I don't know what animal that was.
Well, I just think... I did not have that meal, but the one meal I had was better. So, in general, I'll say hot.
I'd say that banh mi sandwich that they had on the opening night was definitely not hot. And there's birds flying right there.
So picky.
Oh, nice. Are you sure that wasn't a drone?
We let the birds out.
Tweet.
Oh, you're so gay. That's so lame. Lauren, hot or not?
I really have just been doing like my own booth duty and at V Brown Bag, so I can't even really comment. I mean, as far as the announcements go, there's nothing that's been like a wow factor for me, which is what I always used to look forward to when I came to VMware conferences. And I know I work for Cisco and you're all like, oh, you're just a jerk who like hates VMware, but that's not true. I actually really like VMware. I work with it all the time.
Yeah. Oh wait, but so you are a jerk?
I'm a jerk, but for other reasons.
Selective.
Yeah. I guess I'm kind of lukewarm on it.
You got to make a call.
Yeah.
It's a binary situation, Lauren.
If you say and pause, it's immediately a not hot, like right away.
So you're not not.
I'm like a supercomputer. I'm using like the quad.
You're not not. Or, yeah, you're not not.
Why would I say that?
I'm just trying to say, you're not going to say hot. Not. You're just not, not.
I don't think it's hot. I just it's not not hot.
It's a double-edged sword. If I say not hot, then, you know, you're all going to be like, well, you're...
You just don't...
You can't hot. Say hot, but right. You won't say not.
But aren't VMware and Cisco friends again?
Yeah, we love each other, and we do nothing but work and collaborate.
Are they going to rename, let's see, ACI and NSX and SCI? I don't know. Let's come up with... What's the anagram we can pull from those two?
I'm going to rename it YPDL.
Those are hard words. Those are hard letters, too.
Well, you just use ACI as the answer.
Oh,
man. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yes.
Joke. Take a joke.
You'll find a horse head in your bed tonight. Porter.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to say a super screaming, screaming hot, because you have to do something like that, because Nigel does that all the time. Screaming, smoking hot, because the V brown bag programming has gone up 20 notches this year. I won't tell you why, but just the V.
Better?
Yeah. The V brown bag stage, some amazing talent on the stage.
We got a light.
It's
electric.
So thank you very much, you know, V Brown Bag. But I'd say this is smoking hot this year.
You can take at the end of the show. You can take this wall thing down because it's fabric, and you can make sheets out of it.
I'll make my bed with that tonight.
I will say just a quick V Brown Bag plug. We have over 500,000 minutes of material just from this year. So if you haven't heard of vbrownbag.com, please check it out.
God, you almost think somebody should monetize that.
Aren't you like one of the co-conspirators?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Not an original, but, you know, part of the crew.
Where's Mark? The egg?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go where Lauren didn't. You know, V Brown Bag, great. Huge thumbs up. VMworld, VMware, this show, what it stands for, this acquisition and everything.
Oh,
couldn't be more than ice cold. This is like zero. This is like...
The robot is coming
what is
for
the,
you.
What
says
is
the guy
the
with
absolute,
no identifiable
What is
badge?
The absolute zero? Well, it's not that cold, but it's cold.
Ooh,
right? There's one car down there. One car.
One
I mean,
car.
If it was...
purely
you know,
based on the amount of cars present.
No, but to your point...
There's a lot more drones,
point,
though.
No, the announcements,
there's drones
right?
everywhere.
The theme for the show, B something, B... What?
Tomorrow.
I think this was... I think that they didn't bring new tech.
There's a robot. There's they, a robot coming.
You know,
oh, shit.
Oh, hey, beam it up.
We were asking before, hey,
hi, robot.
I'm giving. Yeah, hey, there is telepresence there, so it just got a little warmer.
Look at that creepy.
But otherwise, you know, we were all here asking before. So where's VMware going, right?
I don't know.
And we had crickets. We had crickets, and this is at their show. What's the future of VMware? Nobody said anything, right? This is not good.
Well, I mean, good. Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, we'll save
so you
gotta
it go to
later.
Both
We're saving it for Spain. We're going to party at Camp Nou or whatever. Right?
Okay.
We're
going to
get mugged on,
we're gonna
get mugged on the train. That's the classic VMworld Europe's experience.
Okay, so I'm going to stop dumping on this and listen to what you have to say.
So what do I have to say? I think what hampered this year's show, and it's not a bad show. It's good energy. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of cool technology here.
Great people.
I think that there really isn't anything compelling for the average VMware customer to kind of latch on to. It wasn't like, hey, this is the year that, well, we're going to announce Evo Fail or,
ouch.
You know, worst HCI
Hard.
Ever. Or, you know, there really wasn't any compelling product offering that wasn't a rehash of existing products that was just renamed. And in that respect, it's kind of like every 2 years, Citrix decides to rename their hyper, you know, their stack as well. Or, you know, you can't just rename or repackage something, call it something different, and expect people to like get all jazzed about that. So for me, it's not hot. It's just not very compelling, right?
So and we were at like a perfect split: two hots, one no answer, and two nots.
I gave an answer.
The non-answer.
I mean, you know, the compelling message was buy NSX and buy vSAN.
Yeah.
And those are the two things right now that I think that VMware can come out and sell compellingly to the vast majority of their customer base and get some traction around and generate some additional revenue. Because let's face it, the hypervisor, you know, there's just nothing very interesting in that space. Where all the really neat stuff or hard work's being done is in the orchestration and the, you know, the provisioning, the self-service provisioning, you know, the vRealize technologies. Those things are interesting to most customers, but I just didn't see a whole lot of exposure around those products, I just saw more of kind of like, all right, we need to find some pivot point to go up against public cloud and remain relevant, and therefore we're going to kind of relaunch some older products under new names.
So I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to cast a no vote, a not hot vote for Nigel, too. Because if Nigel was here, he'd say, nobody's even talking about containers. We haven't heard the word container.
Apparently we
Nigel's
need
all
today.
About containers.
Yeah, that's true.
No container. So cold for Nigel, too.
Cold
so change
Nigel.
Your vote to Alirec.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Was that a South Jersey accent right there?
That was British, wasn't it?
I wish you had gone cockney. That would have been funny.
Just for the record, for those who don't know Nigel, he's from England, not South Jersey.
I am seeing a lot of interest around the vRealize products,
yes.
Operations and automation.
No, I think those products are finally coming into a maturity stack where
yeah.
people can actually deploy them. I mean, let's face it, we will never be able to deploy SSO ever or certificates. You know, it's been a decade now. We still cannot do either of those products properly inside.
You're going to get a bunch of people from the Octave, you know, show running over here and beating you up.
Jim knows certificates. So he can do it.
Yeah, Jimmy can write a 42,000-word blog post on how to do something as simple as a self-signed certificate.
I think if you go to the V Brown Bag channel, you'll find a certificate session by Jim.
Well, with that said, come see me at OpenStack Summit in Barcelona.
Me too.
Audience questions. Yeah. We got like 9 minutes.
Going
you know, I tried some new gel today, and it really
that was my toothpaste.
There's a new really power rinse. You got to try this power rinse. It's awesome.
It wasn't hair gel. You ain't about shit in your hair. It's. Yeah, I know.
I love that Gabe was asked that question though, and not like the female. Like, what's up with your hair? What did you wear? Whatever. Like.
I know it's funny. Somebody comes and says, "You look like shit." I'm like.
I like his shirt.
I love you.
You love
you're
that.
Great. Well, that yeah, we've answered the hair question. Oh, thank you. Just, you know, got to look good for the peeps. All right, I guess you know we'll kill it off with that. Thank you for listening. Yeah. I'm sorry you had to watch this.
We go around.
Or didn't
go around the horn and plug.
Go around
stuff?
The horn, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Where can you find us?
Oh yeah, where can you find me? Apparently, I'm on Twitter. You can find me at the NetApp booth.
Yeah,
I'm talking about solid fire. Poop,
you'll be
yes,
you'll be on premises.
I'll be on premises. You probably missed my end user computing session yesterday, but I did have people come.
Wait, are you doing a pop up tech talk?
I'm not doing a pop up tech talk.
Okay.
What about you, Rick?
I might be at the Veeam booth tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Veeam party tonight. If anybody is,
that's always a good party.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever. 8 p.m. Must have your badge. Must have your badge. Must have your badge. 8 p.m. Light nightclub. Other than that,
is that a towel?
No, it's in this. You don't even have to go outside.
Oh, that's
it's in
nice.
The Mandalay campus of sorts. Whatever this stuff is. Light.
Well, one question.
Nightclub.
Wait. Oh, look, we have an actual question.
Will my generic?
Yeah, sure. One quick question. Yeah.
What is one positive thing we got out of VMworld this year?
Oh.
I ate a really nice dinner at Picasso last night.
The one positive thing is that all my people are here.
Yeah, no.
If I had to say one thing, all my people are here.
Yeah,
there's
nowhere else on the planet I can go and recognize about 600 people. And that's always an interesting thing because it's like I think we've harped on that plenty in past where it's like VMworld is always kind of a very community. It's a very open community with a lot of people that give a lot back to this community and a lot to this product. And it's one of the powers that VMware has over pretty much everybody else in the space is the buzz and excitement you can get with 20,000 people in one big area talking about a product that they build their living off.
And then
right?
The business to business side, you know, Lauren, myself, Gabe, well, all of us really, if some hook into a brand. And all of the people that the businesses work with are here, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, the people are here. And that's just not just the social community bit, but the business of this business, they're all here.
And you know what? I never have to buy pens anymore because I get to come here, yeah. And there are more than ample pens at every station I can walk by and get them all.
Or squishy toys.
And T-shirts. I don't give the T-shirts anymore because Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
I mean, you get, like, probably not one of us has attended one session this week either or will. So keep that in mind. Yeah. You know, I mean, honestly, like, we've been coming here for years. We basically do our own thing and talk to the people. So, of course, that's
customer
what we're
meetings.
We have to create content.
Business.
We're creating content.
Well, Gabe and I made it to our own sessions.
Yeah, we both had
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Porter?
Yeah, I'm going to pile. I'm going to pile on the community thing already, which as far as the positive thing though. But the hang space, actually, talking podcast, I like the hang space up here. And I like the fact there's a separate thing of food that you get to eat here, even when everything else like shuts down. You can still stuff your face
and get like there. Real drink soda.
So good food.
But you know they
positive.
Renamed it to the Village. I don't think it's officially called the Hang Space.
It is the
Village.
Well, that's the Hang Space
within the
Village.
Hang Space?
It says Hang Space right over there.
Okay. And we're in the social media and community area within the Village.
Mark,
the Hang Space powered by VM Village.
Mm-hmm. Don't even give the microphone to Mark.
Total VMworld tweets 52,521.
All right, let's continue with plugs because we need to wrap it up.
Did
you have more?
Mark, this is, we're going to edit all of this, right? This is editing, right?
No, this is all live.
Are you? Do you have more?
You done?
All right.
We can't cuss either, can we?
Find me at Malhoy. I just came out with a Pluralsight course, another one on automated networking and vSphere integration.
Check out Pluralsight. I'm going to plug it.
Always check out V Brown Bag. Check out In Tech We Trust. And that's it.
Yeah. You can find me on the Twitters at Porter De Leon. I'll plug the other things. And you also find me on the SockNet podcast, which is my company corporate podcast. In Tech We Trust. You'll find me around here in the hang space as well, eating cookies.
And you can see me driving around with either real people or virtual people in my car on VulcanCast.com. Vulcan like the planet Vulcan with a cast at the end. And I'm also guest hosting over at the Cube, not today, but yesterday and tomorrow.
Ooh,
I'll be so
on
the Cube, which is a lot of fun.
Michael Dell interview, aren't you?
I didn't. They did not let me at Michael Dell for
He's
some
bringing
reason.
In Barack Obama,
there
were, actually.
There was one other customer that also requested that I not interview them.
Names.
No, and it was not VMworld. VMware!
All righty.
I am so dyslexic.
That's not a good thing.
No, what about you?
Me? No, I think I already did my spiel. Thank you all for coming. Listen to us every week if you possibly can stand it. And then It's free. It costs you nothing except your time, which you'll never get back.
If you don't like it, we'll give you your money.
We suggest multitasking.
Yeah. Do it while you're in the shower.
And the recorded versions are way more organized.
Yeah, this is totally off the cuff.
Not even a little bit.
I think we're going to wrap it up. Once again, let's plug V Brown Bag because they're the bomb.
Thank you, V Brown
Bag. Thank you, V Brown Bag.
We took
thank
four people away from
attendee.
Doing real substantive stuff for this.
Yes. Thank you.